Chapter 37. Further congratulations.
And then? Pierce said.
Miriam shrugged.
They boarded the train.
How many of them were there?
4 altogether.
And they took the Greenwich train.
Miriam nodded. In great haste. The leader was a squarish man with whiskers, and his lackey was clean-shaven. There were 2 others, Jacks in blue.
Pierce smiled. Aranby, he said. He must be very proud of himself. He's such a clever man.
He turned to Aegir. And you?
Fat Eye Lewis, the magsman, is in the Regency Arms, asking about a cracker's lay in Greenwich. He wants to join in, he says.
So the word is out, Pierce said.
Aegir nodded.
Feed it, he said.
Who shall I say is in?
Springheel Jack, for one.
What if the Miltonians find him?
Aegir said.
I doubt that they will, Pierce said.
Jack's under, is he?
So I've heard.
Then I'll mention him.
Make Fat Eye pay, Pierce said. This is valuable information.
Aegir grinned.
We'll come to him, dear, I promise you.
Aegir departed, and Pierce was alone with Miriam.
Congratulations, she said, smiling at him.
Nothing can go wrong now.
Pierce sat back in his chair.
Something can always go wrong, he said, but he was smiling.
In 4 days? She asked.
Even in the space of an hour.
Later in his courtroom testimony, Pierce admitted he was astounded at how prophetic his own words were, for enormous difficulties lay ahead, and they would come from the most unlikely source.